Latin Roots time again on the World Cafe, and we are very happy to welcome back our commentator today, Judy Contar Navas, who is here. She writes about Latin music for Billboard magazine, and today we're going to discuss flamenco. And I'm really glad you're doing this because I think everybody kind of thinks maybe they know something about flamenco, and I would love to get a bit of the history and a bit of what's happening in flamenco music as well. It is an older music, right? I mean, when did it first begin?
You know, flamenco is a very, marvelous and mysterious music. And one thing that is mysterious about it is its origins. Mm-hmm. And it's also, in some ways, there's always a lot of controversy in Spain about flamenco. I mean, most people pinpoint its origins in India, and then it eventually came from Spain. But I will say that the origins are contested, so I don't want to give any exact answer. The flamenco that we know did develop in the south of Spain, in Cádiz. And I really wanted to bring some flamenco to your show today because, as you say, it's a music that everybody knows, everybody's familiar with the sound of flamenco, but it kind of remains at that real superficial level. And I'd like to hope that people would take more time to actually listen to flamenco, and not only the older flamenco, but new flamenco artists from Spain, because there is such a vital flamenco scene still. You know, it's a tradition, but it's really a living tradition.
Well, speaking of traditions, with Latin Roots, we usually go back and hear something which of an older piece, a more traditional piece. Should we do that today?
Sure, let's do that. Okay, now, I think sometimes people, you know, of course there is flamenco that most people are very familiar with. One might be the Gypsy Kings, or one might be, which is actually more of a rumba style, but another, of course, is Paco de Lucía, who's the most iconic artist. And I wanted to talk today about another icon, which your audience might be familiar with, but that's Camarón de la Isla. So Camarón is still, it's been 20 years since his death. He was 42 when he died of lung cancer. He's kind of like flamenco's Bob Marley. On one hand, he kept the tradition going, and on another hand, he revitalized it and made flamenco new. And 20 years after his death, people still say he's the greatest flamenco singer who ever lived. And here he is singing Como el Agua, like the water, and he is accompanied by Paco de Lucía, who he often played with when they were young.
Limpiaba el agua del río como la estrella de la mañana. Limpiaba el cariño mío, el manantial de tu fuente clara. Como el agua, ay, como el agua, como el agua.
Como el agua, from Camarón de la Isla with Paco de Lucía. A piece of flamenco that we're very happy that Judy Contar Navas has brought in today. Judy, one of the things that might show my lack of knowledge, but with flamenco, it seems very much, it's the singer, not the song. It seems like the performers rule in this genre. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it's one of the genres where you can do, same songs over and over again. But, flamenco, as you might know, it's a very improvisational form. And you have to think about flamenco really not in terms of concert halls. I mean, we often see, for example, if you see Paco de Lucía, you're probably going to see him in a concert hall. But the best place to hear flamenco is in a field. You're sitting in a field at night. in southern Spain in the middle of nowhere, and you know, there's just a bunch of guys sitting on chairs. So yeah, they're singing songs that they might have been singing since they were kids, or they're always making up new songs. So they're kind of riffing on songs, and the new songs come out of that. And they really, even if they're doing covers, so to speak, of old songs, new songs are always going to come out of that. So, you know, I would always recommend to everybody who wants to experience real flamenco to, you know, hear it in a field or in a patio, or at least in a quiet room, like in a basement bar or maybe in a small restaurant, and then you're really going to get the feeling. But I would also say that one thing that is another mystery of flamenco, even though it is such an important kind of music to hear live, it really translates very well on record. And so we're fortunate to be able to have access of recordings, even if you can't, you know, go to Spain and have that experience.
How does flamenco survive as a contemporary music? Because it seems one of the other things, we seem to be kind of looking back at it a bit.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of had its ebbs and flows as far as mainstream acceptance. During the Franco years, you know, it was kind of frowned upon. It was not in the spotlight, even though it was still going on underground. And then it's always had its comebacks. And over the years, flamenco has really fused with all different kinds of music, as, you know, I'm sure people in your audience are familiar with jazz. There's a whole rock flamenco music. There's flamenco and hip-hop, flamenco electronica. There's the great group Ojos de Brujo, which did such wonderful fusions of flamenco, hip-hop, and electronic music. Unfortunately, they disbanded. But that has been controversial, because there's always been this debate between the flamenco purists and then people who felt that flamenco should stay with the times and it was great to mix it with other kinds of music. And I think that has really died down, because I think that the flamenco fusions just got to a point, you know, on one hand in the quality of them, in the other hand, that these were the younger members of big flamenco families, of important flamenco families, who started doing rock or started mixing it with jazz or just doing more individualistic types of flamenco. So I think that eventually became much more accepted, and I'm sure that today there are traditionalists, there are purists, but even like now, they used to always use the term pure flamenco, but the term that I'm hearing lately for that is lo más flamenco, like the most flamenco. So they kind of maybe will divide things into the most flamenco and then, you know, the not so flamenco, but that it's still okay.
Well, play us something new that you like.
The song that I chose to play, it's by Estrella Morente. And this is actually an example of somebody who's young. She comes from a flamenco family. She is at once very traditional, but then on the other hand, experimental, in that she incorporates other kinds of music or collaborates with other kinds of musicians. Her name is Estrella Morente. And she's the daughter of Enrique Morente, who sadly died in 2010. He was an amazing experimental flamenco singer. He was very rock and roll in just his attitude to things. He even did like a cover of a Leonard Cohen song. I mean, he would really do anything, but, you know, there was like no way you could really challenge him and say that he wasn't flamenco, because he was just so amazing. So Estrella is kind of continuing that, and this song that's called Como la Corriente, and she wrote this song, and I don't know if she meant it, you know, to refer to the other song that we play, Como el Agua. Como la Corriente is like the current, and the Camarón song was like the water. But this is just beautiful. It's just a beautiful expression of, you know, everything flamenco, the guitar, the palmas, the hand clapping, and just this amazing voice of Estrella Morente.
Como la Corriente from Estrella Morente, another pick today from Judy Cantor-Navis of something new in flamenco music. And you mentioned all sort of the hybrids, and it's interesting that on all different kind of levels it continues today. It's really great to hear these. Judy, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you so much, and I hope everybody will seek out some new flamenco and listen to it.
I know I'm going to. Thank you very much for being here in Latin Roots today on the World Cafe.